start the money makeover plan by saving money and putting it towards an emergency fund. The second step is to get rid of all debts. After that, you have to start building wealth. Then you should never get into debt ever again. While the process may seem arduous, it is not, so long as you are committed to improving your financial health. Once you change your outlook about money, you can rest assured that you will be successful. Dave Ramsey feels that behavior is the crux of the money makeover plan, since it is responsible for 80% of financial problems. So his book concentrates on behavioral changes. Most people know that money is important for spending, but not how their behavior impacts their financial health. It is not the math that is important, but the behavior. People may even have the knowledge, but don't apply the information in practical situations. If you follow the instructions given in the book, you will succeed, and this is the emphasis of the book. You must follow the advice. It may seem that the total money makeover advocates common sense doctrines, but they actually work when put into practice. The book explores the fact that your personality and behavior is the cause of your financial problems, and to improve financial health, you need to alter your behavior. If you don't commit to this, then you will remain static. Change is not easy, and people find it extremely difficult to change, but without this difference in attitude and behavior, you will not be able to modify your financial health. Money myths. There is a lot of time till I retire, and then my financial health will be fine, even though I am not saving. I can invest in gold. It is solid and tangible, and will help out if there is an economic collapse. I can follow this great get-rich-quick scheme, and as a bonus, will have to work only 3 hours every week. Instead of whole life, I can get cash value life insurance, and that will make me rich when I retire. I can make money by gambling, playing the tables, and the lotto. I can live in a mobile home or trailer, and this will reduce my housing costs and also go towards my retirement. If I prepay for my funeral or even prepay the kids' college tuitions, I can actually save money and get protection against inflation. I simply have no time to make a budget or even a retirement or estate plan. I see many debt management ads on television, and if I am in the hole, they will help me out. It is easy to get a kit that will help clear my credit, and my records will be clean so that I can start afresh. My divorce papers clearly say that my ex is liable for all the debt, so I don't have to worry. The debt collector was friendly, and I feel he will take my side. When required, I will simply file for bankruptcy and then restart. It is not a good idea to use cash for transactions or keep cash with me. I am asking to be robbed. I just am not able to pay the high insurance premiums. Live like a millionaire. Human nature is such that instant gratification gives greater happiness than waiting for a time in the future. Unfortunately, it also points to being immature. If you can delay your needs and desires for a time when you can actually afford them, it actually signifies maturity. The society is structured in such a way that debt is deeply ingrained in our psyche, so Americans are in the habit of buying stuff as they desire, even if it means unaffordable or difficult to pay off loans. A car loan, college tuition funds, mortgage for the house, all seem doable, but do leave people in debt. Dave Ramsey puts forward the hypothesis that debt is risky, and with few possible advantages, save that of instant gratification. The consumerist society further says that we buy things we don't need, with money we don't have, in order to impress people we don't like. You may not think that taking a car loan on is the worst thing anyone can possibly do, but that is a fact. If you take a car loan to buy a new car, you are setting yourself up for a continuous cycle of payments on your car loans at various times in your life that can actually hinder your chances of improving financial health. A little self-discipline and doing without can help you save a small fortune and yet not be without a good car. You also don't need to have debt to have a good credit score that will